That is up. Oribana took over as director of the Czech Center in London earlier this month. Her professional and academic experience is quite varied. For many years, she worked on humanitarian and development projects in Ethiopia, ran the biggest documentary film festival in the Czech Republic, and completed a doctorate in visual anthropology, receiving a Fulbright grant to do research in the United States. Teresa brings a fresh approach and some new ideas to London. I began by asking her about the initial impressions of London and the priorities she wants to focus on first in her new position at the Czech Center.
My first impression is that London is really a very big and fast city. I thought of myself as an experienced world traveler, but it's true that the speed here is quite fast, even for me. The Czech Center has a very good reputation among the other cultural institutes, and I'm very lucky to have the team I have. There's four of us, so that's a big advantage. And I think our big goal for the coming year is to work actually on our marketing and promotion.
Is it because you feel like the Czech Center in London right now is lacking in visibility?
Not lacking in visibility, not at all. But I think for the amount of events that we do and the quality that we try to provide, we could write about it more or blog about it more. I think we have a very good, stable audience. But together with my colleagues, we've agreed that it's time to try to broaden it and open it up a little bit to new audiences, try new means of communication. So we've been discussing a lot how to revive our Twitter account or Facebook accounts and so on.
Will this also involve working with other cultural institutions in London? And if so, which ones?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we don't have exhibition hall at all, so we only have two offices. So all our events are organized in cooperation with British institutions. And yes, we will be looking for new partners. And actually, the program 2013 is shaping up quite nicely with new partners approached by us. And so I'm optimistic.
And if you could just give us a sample, what kind of events are coming up this year?
Well, this week, the Czech Center, in cooperation with the Red Gallery in London and the Tate Modern, is hosting the artistic group Stohoven, who were actually invited by Tate to participate in a conference on politically engaged artists. And then they will screen their film, Občanka, in the Red Gallery in East London. We are also launching our cinema tour, which may be interesting. We are touring 5 Czech films in 13 cities around the UK in cooperation with the Czech Film Center and British organization Picture House Cinemas. And that's quite a big achievement because in Britain, foreign language films as well as foreign literature, it's really hard to push through. There's not a big market for that. So the fact that we were able to convince a chain of cinemas, the chain of multiplex cinemas, is great. And that's starting in March, and it will tour for 2 months. And then we recently had a discussion with the London Film Festival, Open City Documentary Festival, and there will be actually quite a big selection of Czech documentaries there, so we are very happy about that. And our main efforts are going to hopefully presenting contemporary Czech dance at the Edinburgh Fringe in August. So that should be quite a big event as well.
As you mentioned, you're building on a tradition of the Czech centers and their cultural events. When you found out that you're coming to London as the director of the Czech Center, was there something from the Czech Republic that you felt that you could bring that was new to the Czech Center that could be also new to London?
New to London? Hard to say, because London seems to be quite knowledgeable about everything that's going on. But new to Czech Center, yes. I would like to bring more maybe controversial themes into and more educational or journalistic themes into what we do. So I've approached the very well-respected Journalist Club Frontline, who have agreed to screen a series of documentary films from the One World Festival and have debates around that. So that will be a new venue for us, new partner. And I think there's a lot going on now in terms of the Czech fashion scene. So we are working on a big fashion showcase that should take place in 2014. And I'm recently having lots of meetings with the British Fashion Council and the fashion scene here to see what are the best ways to present that. And then, of course, we're planning lots of smaller design presentations.
What so far have you identified as the biggest challenge for the Czech Center in London or for you personally in this new role as the director?
I think it's what I said earlier, that it's a city with so much going on. It's very vibrant. Every evening you have 15 cultural events that you'd like to visit, and usually you don't end up visiting anything because it's either too far away or you end work too late or you just go to the bar next door. And I think that's the story of most people in London. It's just too much. The offer is so rich that to find your niche and promote it well is actually an art in itself. And as I'm new to the city and new to the way it works and things, and new to sort of the informal channels that you can use for the word of mouth and so on, that may be a challenge for me.
How closely do you plan on working with the Czech community in London and academic institutions that are somehow involved in Czech culture?
Well, we love working with the Czech community. We would like to use the Czech community to bring their British friends to our events. We work with, of course, the departments of Slavic literature, Slavonic studies. When we invite writers, for example, we always try to organize some readings at the Czech language departments at universities. I would like to work much more with the social sciences in the future, possibly create some common projects. We also plan to organize residencies for Czech students at local universities, especially in the fields of art and design.
You mentioned Czech literature. What specifically are you planning to do in that respect?
Well, for example, this late spring, we are involved traditionally in the European Literature Night. And this year, we managed to get the Open University in London interested in participating. So they agreed to help us with the webcasting of the event that would be streamed so that more people could hear the author's reading. Just briefly say that European Literature Night is 8 authors reading during one evening at the British Library to a very diverse audience. And the Open University, apart from helping us with the webcasting, will also organize a workshop on translating small languages. And it will be a dialogue between the translators and the authors they are translating. So I think it could be a nice, rather academic, but hopefully enriching event.
You worked in Ethiopia and you worked in a major international human rights film festival in Prague. How do you think those experiences will help you in this position?
Well, with the film festival, obviously, it's the knowledge of documentaries, the knowledge of organization, and also the context that you bring. Also maybe a different perspective on what culture can do. I think I will be much more focused on the social impact of art and themes like social change. I would like to get in touch with the London-based social innovation camp. I think the work in Ethiopia brings with itself also a certain amount of freedom in terms of what you program and the risk assessment, because working in a cultural institution, of course, it's a big responsibility and so on, but at the same time, it is a beautiful job where, you know, people's lives are not dependent on you, so it is a certain freedom to just, in brackets, do cultural things. And I think it's the broadened perspective you have and what impact, really, culture can have that I think is the biggest lesson from my previous career.
That was Teresa Porybna, the new head of the Czech Cultural Centre in London, speaking there to Marsha Walensky.